Morning, everyone. I'd like to call this Board of Supervisor meeting to order. The date is August 13th. The time is 9:01. I'm going to ask everyone to please stand, and I'm going to ask CEO Nino, who's overseeing her last meeting, to lead us in the pledge one more time. So she'll be the first two-timer here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Thank you. So today we have a couple of presentations. We're going to start out with the first one, which is the commendation of Monica Nino, CEO, the Chief Executive Officer, for her service in Stanislaus County. It's already on. Monica, I guess I'm going to ask you to join me over here. And we always have resolutions for the important times and dates. And I opened this one up this morning, and I was going to highlight it inside. It is the longest, the smallest writing of anything I've ever given away. So I made some notes. You can set that down right there. Thank you, Vanna. Oop, that's right in the way.
I'll hold it right in front of you.
Most people are used to me writing poems for outgoing CEOs, and I didn't write a poem for you today because, like last time, I cried when I gave it to Rick, and I didn't want to cry today now that I'm chairman. So, but it was a bittersweet day for us. I have to say that. This will be CEO number two. We're going to have to work on number three. It's always a tough thing to find someone that you trust and feel comfortable with. So, bittersweet for all of us. I'm going to speak on behalf of myself and the board. I looked today and I kind of went through your 25 years of service and realized that there were 14 board members you've served with. And board members come and go, and the stability is always with the CEO in the county. They tend to have historical knowledge, department head, and so I looked that up. We have benefited from your 25 years of outstanding service. It's a loss for us because this is a local homegrown girl, Davis High School, Modesto Junior College, Fresno State, BA, MBA at Stanislaus State. So when you have someone with all that, not only historical knowledge of the county working here, but on the ground level of how things have gone over the last 39 years or so, since we're all 39, but she started out in the auditor controller's office. That gave her the strong financial background, which has really helped us get through the worst economy since the Great Depression, when we talked about that. And she was a part of that. She's allowed us to weather the storm. She was chosen CEO January 1st of 2012. She oversees a $1 billion budget. We have 3,700 employees, of which she's responsible for each and every one of them. She currently sits as the director of OES. She sits on the board of 10th Street Place, JPA, Doctors Medical Center, Stancog Management and Finance Committee, SR 911, JPA, Deferred Comp Committee, Stanislaus County Economic Development Workforce Alliance. She's helped to create the Animal Services JPA, Yosemite Community College, the joint use of the Ray Simon Criminal Justice Center, the City County JPA, which helped build 10th Street Place. I also wrote that she's a featured speaker, and that's the truth, because Rick Robbins, our last CEO, didn't do a lot of outreach because we were really in tough financial straits. He was here most of the time. It was very tough for him to participate in CSAC and to go out into the community. Monica's as times have gotten better, she's been out there in the community really telling what we're about, and she's been a tremendous asset for us in that category. She was just recently honored as Modesto Junior College Distinguished Alumni Association Award. She was just given that. She was also appointed by Governor Brown to the Sex Offenders Management Board. It's the list goes on and on. I wrote a few words down this morning as I was sitting there trying to think through this, because it's always nerve-wracking when you're talking about someone. You don't want to get emotional. But she's a fighter. And AB 109, we absolutely came out on the raw end of the deal. And I tried to round up the 8 county at CSAC last year, the board members from 8 of the counties, talked to them about this is where we can collectively get together. But it was really up to the CEOs. And Monica and John Navarrete have led the charge to the Central Valley, trying to get an equitable solution. She's competitive. I haven't met anyone as competitive. I don't know if you were an athlete in high school, but I would have not wanted to compete against you. We want to win, you know, and really, and not to the detriment of anyone else, but we just want to win. You're compassionate. Whenever we're talking about issues, mental health issues, how we're going to make cuts, you've always been compassionate for those who can't help themselves, even tempered. If I talk about the board members, you have to sit here and deal with us when we're not happy. And I will put a disclaimer in right now. If I offend anyone, I'm sorry. So, but sometimes we can be babies. I mean, we want our way, and someone that's sitting in the CEO's office has to be able to facilitate conversation while not alienating people, bringing people together. And that even-temperedness has been great for myself personally. I will say that your greatest quality, in public, your responsiveness to the public, too. That was another thing. Very responsive. I've heard from numerous people out in the audience how they appreciate how quickly we respond to them. We get information. And then the last one, your greatest quality, in my opinion, is your work ethic. And second to only my father, because I think my father's the hardest working person I've ever met, is you're right there. You're here day in and day out. You're here after hours. You respond to us immediately. And this morning I'll tell a story, and it's maybe a slight exaggeration, but this morning I texted her at 6 o'clock and said, I'm bringing the donuts. And she said, too late, I've already got them. So she's on it all the time. She does her spin class in the morning. She's up at 4 or 5 in the morning every day, works here till the evening hours. You have no ceiling. I have to tell you that. You're young. You're ambitious, you're going places, you've already been CEO of Stanislaus County, you're going to San Joaquin County. I wish you the greatest in your endeavors. I will tell you that I know the 4-5 board members up there, and they're not nearly as nice as us. I had to change that because I wrote handsome, but that wasn't PC. And so having said that, I wish you the best. We have some... So a resolution of which, you know, you've seen many of them. We have the standard going away gift of a pin set, a very nice pin set, because I think you've already got a clock for your 25 years. And then the board wanted to get you some flowers. I will tell you again that we were lucky to have you in Stanislaus County for 25 years. We were lucky to have you for 18 months. We would have liked to have you a lot longer. I think you know that. You've done great work for us, and I know San Joaquin County will be very lucky to have you into the future. So before I give you the mic, I'm going to hand you your gifts. That's first order of business. Yeah. And I think this, Monica Nina, CEO, Stanislaus County, 2012-2013, a grateful appreciation for your outstanding service to the citizens of Stanislaus County. And then I'm going to leave that right there, and I have a, what did I do with it? Here it is, the resolution. Organization is not my skill. So, on behalf of Stanislaus County, congratulations, and I'm going to turn the mic over to you.
Thank you very much. Well, this has been a phenomenal ride. I feel so grateful to these 5 board members for having the confidence in me for the last 20 months to be this county CEO. It has been a privilege and an honor to have that title and have that role, because this is a phenomenal organization. You know how people always say you never forget where you came from? I'm one of those. Because I've been given so many opportunities, I've had wonderful mentors, and I will miss you 5 guys, because you took a chance on me, and you've provided me leadership, you've provided me guidance, and you've provided me insight. But you know what else? You've been always willing to listen and allow us to do things differently. And that just says so much for this organization, because we are always trying to improve in what we've done and what we can do in the future. And that's so important to me as a leader and as a professional. The department heads, I couldn't have asked for a better group of department heads to be associated with. You guys are such wonderful role models for your departments and for this community. I thank you for that, and I thank you for your support. To the CEO's office, the department I represent, and I've been the department head of, you guys are great, wonderful employees. You're very loyal to this organization. You've been asked a lot, to do a lot, and to work a lot, and I thank you for that. I've been blessed with a wonderful family. I have a wonderful family who has supported my work ethic. I've had a flexible daughter who has been very flexible in her mother's work schedule and been very supportive. The employees of Stanislaus County, I can't say enough about you. Especially those ones, and all of them, who have been willing to reach out to me, I've become a better leader as a result of the employees of Stanislaus County, because you've reached out to me either through an email or through a phone call, and you've allowed me to continue to remain in touch and also have a pulse of the organization, and it's made me a more effective leader. I will miss this organization very deeply, and thank you. I'm so grateful for all the opportunities I've had. Thank you.
You need a truck to get those home. Okay, now we're moving on to presentation B, honoring the Strategic Business Technology, SBT, staff upon the successful move of the SBT Data Center. Orsha.
Good morning, Chair Chiesa, supervisors, Ms. Nino, Mr. Doring, Marcia Cunningham, Director of Strategic Business Technology. And this morning we are here to celebrate and acknowledge good moves for the county. It's a pleasure to be here providing you with an example of dedication, hard work, professionalism, teamwork, and a successful finished product. I'm thrilled and excited to be here to acknowledge these efforts. As you're aware, SBT and the Chief Executive Office Capital Project staff have been before you many times in the past year with construction and design bids, requests for proposal, and contract awards for the SBT Data Center project. The new SBT Data Center provides the county core servers and network, the Stanislaus Regional 911 Dispatch System, and Emergency Operations Centers with the state-of-the-art technology, reliable power, upgraded network communications, and increased data storage, and a secure facility with environmental monitoring and fire protection. In addition, the SBT Data Center is able to provide off-site business continuity for other Stanislaus County departments. I'm delighted to report that the SBT Data Center project upgrades were completed in April 2013. This was achieved by combined efforts of the Chief Executive Office, Capital Project Team, and SBT staff. A critical component of this achievement was the partnership with Stanislaus County Office of Emergency Services and Stanislaus Regional 911, who provided access for design and construction crews during the course of the construction. Once all the physical components of the SBT Data Center were completed, the next big task to complete was the relocation of 135 servers. The county's fiber channel storage solution, monitoring equipment, and network infrastructure. All of this equipment is the backbone that supports all the county's critical applications and represents an extremely complex network and interconnectivity. Originally, SBT was encouraged to seek outside assistance to coordinate and manage this daunting task. It is with great pride that I report to you that SBT staff alone, without outside assistance, coordinated and managed the successful move to the new data center in May 2013. SBT senior systems engineers worked diligently for many months planning and developing a move strategy that minimized risk and downtime. Various servers were virtualized, network switches were upgraded, and Ethernet connectivity was expanded, all in the preparation for the moving day. The SBT team thoroughly documented the relocation of every piece of equipment and cable to optimize functionality and create a step-by-step, hour-by-hour plan for the moving day. The process began early Saturday morning on May 11th, and by mid-afternoon, core critical systems were fully functional and back online. The remaining systems were back up and running Sunday morning, May 12, 2013. Periodically, I'm still asked, when are you going to do your move? That's how seamless it was. The initial plan was to move the weekend of May 4th and 5th. However, another department was doing a major application upgrade, and there were a number of online services that were needed to be accessed by the public. SBT staff discussed the option, and the team agreed to do the move the weekend of May 11th. I would like to offer a sincere thank you to their families for being so understanding while they worked on Mother's Day. This was a major endeavor, and SBT staff is to be commended for their incredible efforts. Not only was the data center moved successfully, but it was done with only county staff. SBT staff continue to work within normal working hours and complete their regular assignments. Although the data center move occurred on the weekend, the labor cost of the move was minimal, and most SBT staff was able to flex out the additional hours that they worked. The SBT staff that worked to ensure everything was prepared and in place are here today to be acknowledged for a great achievement and for their dedication to my department and to the county. Please stand as I call out your names and remain standing. Michael Pless, Tim Schmier, Bill Vanderveer, Christina Wu, Sean Porter, Apasong Sambose, and Jeremy Marchi. What a great effort on everyone's part. Your collaboration, dedication, and can-do attitudes continue to take us to new levels. Once again, Stanislaus County staff is willing to take on what others may say is impossible, and we continue to show that it is possible. There were many that assisted in the success of this project, and it would not have been possible without teamwork, cooperation, and dedication by all involved. I would like to give a big thank you to Stanislaus Regional 911, the other SBT staff that helped in one way or another, the Office of Emergency Services. Thank you, Board of Supervisors and CEO, for believing it was possible and for your support, your encouragement. Congratulations to everyone for a job well done. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
I have to comment. One thing I forgot to say is, you know, there's a saying out there that you judge a leader by his followers or judge a leader by her followers. And department heads like yourself, Marcia, it's unbelievable. When you say that, you thank us for having trust in you, you've proven time and time again you're a doer to our employees. We wouldn't be anything without our employees. I know that. The fact that you gave up Mother's Day, I didn't realize that. Now I'm going to have to go out and buy gifts for your mothers. But thank you, guys. I did tour the server room when I was over at the 911 center. Unbelievable work. And congratulations to you guys on the job well done. Thank you very much on behalf of the Board of Supervisors. Yeah, I'm going to give you applause one more time, all you guys. Thank you very much. Great. One sad presentation, one uplifting presentation. There we go. All right, so now we're going to move on to public comment. This is an opportunity for anyone to comment on anything that's not on today's posted agenda. I have one speaker card, Astrid Zeneca. Zeneca. I get it. Just give me three times. How are you today?
I am good. Good morning, Board of Supervisors, Monica. For those of you in the audience and here today that don't know me, my name is Astrid Zuniga. I'm a home care provider. I provide care for my stepfather, who has probably everything under the sun wrong with him. I also provide care for my autistic son, who's 15, nonverbal, and severely aggressive. As a home care provider, we provide a care in this county and throughout the state that saves money and saves lives. We provide instrumental care that allows individuals to continue to live in their home with dignity and respect. It allows my son the opportunity at a life, not an institutionalized life, where he would be given drugs and locked up in a room. It allows him an opportunity to become a productive part of society and to contribute to this community. The school that he goes to, John F. Kennedy School, is a phenomenal school in your county. I would love to see one of you attempt to go to the Special Olympics. I've actually invited you guys to the Special Olympics that are here in Stanislaus County. That school has turned so many individuals into our community to help have jobs and bring revenues back into this county. And that's what home care and the IHSS program does. It allows those to take care of their families to continue to live, pay their bills, minimally, partial payments, and be contributing citizens to your community, to bring those tax revenues back into your community. Those that are continuing to live in their homes, the elderly and the disabled, their money is being spent in your community. Those are tax revenues that continue to come back to you. And to not give a home care provider a living wage is unfathomable to me. When our people who flip burgers can get paid $10.50 an hour. Our people who take care of animals, bless them, good for them, they take care of our animals, but they can get paid $13 to $16 an hour with full benefits. A home care provider gets $9.38 an hour. I have five kids. I have to work multiple jobs to keep my roof afloat. And a simple 1% across the board from you, from the state, and from the county, it's not too much to ask. I don't think it is. I think it's high time. It's been 4 years since home care providers have seen a raise, and they deserve it. They deserve it. They keep so many people alive. And I'm just asking that you consider that over the next few months, because it's been 16 now. And just consider putting the people of your community first. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's the only speaker card I have. Anyone else? Please come forward and state your name for the record.
Good morning, Board of Supervisors. Nice to see you there. My name is Lydia Rodriguez, and I've been taking care of my son for over 10 years, which wasn't my choice. I used to own businesses. I had to let go of my businesses because of this suffering of my son. I don't think it's very nice for you guys not to give us a little wage, you know, a little upgrade. It's been, come on, 16 months? Negotiations, or how many months? We do need a raise. I do need a little bit. I know, like she said, it's spent. It's being spent here in the community. We get a little raise. My son really needs my care at home with dignity and love. I take care of another lady, which is almost bed-bound. She's in a wheelchair. She's got multiple sclerosis. I have to go see her later on. This is why you don't see us dressed really nice and everything, because we have to go scrub toilets. We have to go scrub floors. We have to feed them, cook for them, everything. Bathe them before I get to anything else. I'm just asking you to put in consideration of all this that we're doing. Put people first and give us a little raise. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Alan Bruce, and I am a home care provider in Ceres. And I just want to say that, you know, I've heard it said that you can judge a society by how you care for the least of the society, how the people are treated who are the weakest, and I would just ask people on this board to consider that, you know, we need to help people out who are taking care of the least of the society, and we need to get a raise. I mean, for my client, what I do is I clean the house for her, I cook for her, and I go to the store for her. And the reason I did this is because, you know, she was in my church and she didn't have anybody to care for her. She's a widow. And I used to be a truck driver, and I quit my job so I could care for her. And, you know, I don't have a lot of, you know, needs and everything for myself, but I know a lot of people really have a lot of needs and stuff, and the cost of living has gone up a lot since the last time that home care providers got a raise. And I just hope that you guys can make the right decision and help people out and put people first. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar. I have a request just not to pull an item, but just to speak. Supervisor Whitford would like to speak on B1 before we take it.
Okay. Just real quick, Patty and I have talked about this already, and this has to do with the psychiatric health facility. We had, back when we approved this back in November, we had a schedule in there. It was a cost-benefit schedule. It talked about the time period for us to recover our costs and things like that. And I know this is going to come back to us again once we approve the for the construction. And so at that point, when it comes back, I'd like to have that schedule in there. There's a lot of moving numbers in here, whether it's the dollars per day for the beds or the number of beds or the construction costs. All of those things will affect that schedule. And so I'd like to make sure that I know this still does make sense, and it's a good thing, but I just want us to have the numbers there that help reinforce that. I'm sure those have changed now as a result of, like I said, a lot of moving parts here. But I just, I'm fine with this today. It's great. And when this comes back for the contractor, for us to prove that, if we have that schedule in there, we could just kind of see that this still makes sense and is a good move for us. So that's it. Thank you.
Okay. Would any Board of Supervisors like to pull any items? Anyone in the audience want to pull any of the items? Okay, if not, I will entertain a motion on items A1 and 2, B1 through 5, C1 through 5.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
We have a motion and a second by Supervisor O'Brien. Okay, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries 5-0. Having no scheduled matters, we're going to move on to correspondence.
This board has received a notice of public hearing from the San Joaquin Valley Unified Air Pollution Control District regarding a hearing on the adoption of the proposed 2013 plan for the revoked one-hour ozone standard.
Refer to the Department of Public Works and the Department of Environmental Resources.
This board has received two letters from the Governor's Office of Emergency Services regarding the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the U.S. Business Administration Declaration of Disasters for Stanislaus County as a contiguous county due to drought conditions.
Refer to the Ag Commissioner and the Sealer of Weights and Measures, the Alliance WorkNet, and the Stanislaus Economic Development and Workforce Alliance. And this is the first time I can ever remember we didn't have any claims on the agenda. It's pretty good. Board of Supervisor reports, Supervisor O'Brien, or DeMartini.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to mention that the Westside Healthcare Task Force is putting on its fifth health summit in Newman on August 22nd. We have our Biggest Loser weight loss contest between the cities of Newman, Patterson, and Gustine. We also have two school districts participating. All in all, we have eight teams. So our ag commissioner is sending staff to do the official weight with the county scale, and should be a great event. It's a free event, and usually there's no such thing as a free lunch. This is an exception that we will give you lunch if you attend the summit. And we have a doctor speaking on health and nutrition topics. So, great. August 22nd at 12 o'clock, Westside Theater in Newman.
Thank you. Any other board reports? Seeing none, we do not have any legislative, fiscal, or management report. We do have a closed session.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, we have closed session to have conference with labor negotiator. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54957.6, the agency negotiators are Monica Nino, Stan Risen, Nancy Bronstein, and Jody Hayes, and the labor organizations are those listed on the agenda. We do not expect to report out on this matter.
Very good. And seeing no more order, or for the good of the order, I'm going to adjourn Monica's last meeting.